All right, y'all. Welcome to this episode of the Time Talks podcast, which is going to be all about the feeling of overwhelm. And I just want to take a second to say this episode is going to be a little bit edgier than some of the other ones. It's going to be a little bit of like real talk with Karin. So if you're not in a space where you're open or ready for that, I would just suggest coming back when you are feeling secure and open to hearing a perspective that's probably going to challenge you. So let's dive in. What is overwhelm? Overwhelm is the discrepancy between demands and resources. It is when we have too much, quote, to do and not enough time or effort or energy, or we don't have the resources to get it done. We don't know how to do it. We can't figure it out, et cetera, et cetera. And it's this, the distance between the amount of resources we have and the amount of demands that we have that creates overwhelm. Here's where it gets interesting, though. Oftentimes, we do not actually truly know what our demands are or what our resources are. We don't actually know how long that's going to take. We don't actually have to get that done. We're just telling ourselves we are. And so there's a lot related to overwhelm that just comes down to our thoughts. It comes down to what we are telling ourselves, what story we are telling ourselves about our work. And I have personally caught myself in this over and over and over again, which is that, you know, I grew up having multiple jobs. I had multiple jobs from the time I was 15 up until March of 2022 when I became a full-time entrepreneur. Okay. So most of my life, I was very busy. And what I have realized is, and what I see in a lot of clients, is that we are almost indulging in overwhelm because psychologically we're used to it. And so when we have that creeping sense of, oh my gosh, there's a lot to do, and oh my gosh, I might not have enough time or energy, et cetera, et cetera, what we do is we almost sit in that. We almost put ourselves in a worry cycle intentionally, and we don't actively take action. We don't do anything about it. And then we tell ourselves like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I can't get anything done. I can't start. But the truth is that that narrative, I'm so overwhelmed that I can't start, that narrative is a lie, because you will start eventually. You will jump into a task. You're not going to be stuck in that overwhelm loop forever. And I think that, actually, let me tell a story here. When I was little, I was highly emotional, and I would get emotional over very, very, very small things. And my mother was trying to get me to understand that some things were just not as big of a deal as I was making it. And so she sat me down and she asked me, Karin, how would you feel if you lost your blankie? And I was like, oh my gosh, I would feel so bad. I would feel really upset. And she was like, yeah, that would be a really, really, really big problem, right? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, so when you drop your bag of chips on the floor, whatever the example was, is that as bad as when you lose your blankie? And I said, no. And she was like, so some things are not a blankie issue. And so whenever I got really upset, she would ask me, is this a blankie issue? And that would kind of help me gauge in the moment what was really going on and whether or not my feelings in that moment were what they maybe could have been or needed to be. Now, she never told me I wasn't allowed to feel how I felt. She just asked that question, and I think that's really important, because it's really important to validate that all of our emotions are real, and this is a personal perspective, but that doesn't mean necessarily, this is what I believe, I should say. I believe all of my emotions are real. They are 100% what they are. I don't question them. I don't gaslight myself like that. But that doesn't mean that all of them are valid. And just because I am overwhelmed about something, that overwhelm may be real, but is that overwhelm necessarily valid? Not always. And I tell you this, even though it sounds kind of harsh, because sometimes what I need to do, the most compassionate thing I can do, is look myself in the eye in the mirror and tell myself, Karin, cut the drama. Let go of the overwhelm. Opt out. And one of the most powerful stories that I have learned to tell myself that I now believe, and that I believe about all of you, is that you can opt out of overwhelm. Because overwhelm comes from your thoughts. It comes from your perceptions of the situation. And so as soon as you dare to question those perceptions, as soon as you dare to investigate the situation, you are going to be able to change your thoughts and you are going to be able to opt out of that overwhelm. And sometimes this is going to feel easy and sometimes it's going to feel impossible. And in the beginning, it may take a while before it feels true. But like I said, this podcast was going to be an edgier episode. And so if you're willing to, I would ask yourself next time you're overwhelmed if this is a blankie issue. I would ask yourself, do I need to be this overwhelmed? Or am I habitually falling? Am I falling into a mental habit loop that I have been in over and over and over again that maybe I don't need to be in right now? What if I don't have to be overwhelmed? What if I can opt out? What if I, in any given moment, can find peace and calm and certainty and safety within myself? What if you believed that? How would your life change if you believed that when you felt overwhelmed, you could simply opt out?